Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's sit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now.
Hello, it is Beach and Company, and I'm Sandy Beach, and we got to get Randy in tow. I mean, really, what kind of loose language is he using? He said that the county executive was peeved. Now, I don't know where he got that expression unless he had a dream last night that he was back in 1800. When's the last time you – don't ever use the word peeved, because – if you are indeed peeved with somebody and they see that you're the kind of person they shouldn't let get peeved at them, they're going to die laughing. Because I don't know about you, but I've never heard that word used in anger. Do you use the word peeved?
You know what, Sandy? The last time I think I heard the word peeved, there was this kid I went to high school with. Nicest kid in the world, but he talked like he was in a 1930s movie. He had kind of the Chris Wallace accent, and okay. He would use the word peeved. And when you pointed it out in Randy's newscast, I just immediately went back to that kid from high school.
I'm glad you mentioned Chris Wallace. I've been trying to figure out why he sounds like he sounds. He sounds like he has some kind of an affectation, or he sounds like he's from someplace else, but what do you make of him, the way he speaks?
I think he came here in the Doc Brown DeLorean from, 1890.
And I've noticed even guys like Caputo on Fox now, they're trying to lure other people, even if they have nothing directly to say about Trump. They try and lure them in. How do you feel, the Donald wants to do this, and how do you feel about that? And they'll say, well, that's not even my territory. Or one doctor said, I'll tell you when it's appropriate. But it seems like they're all trying to squeeze that last bit of controversy out of the president instead of just doing an interview for the sake of doing the interview. You know what I mean?
They get someone on there to talk about one thing that they may agree with the president on. CNN was big at this when people from the administration would still go on CNN. And then you're right. Something that's completely out of their territory. It's not even something they specialize in, but they want to get someone on Team Trump to say something negative. Yeah.
Now, you know why I don't do that? I don't do that because I don't want them to get peeved. That's the only... I want an entire career, my long, illustrious career, with no peeves. I want a peeve-free zone. today. We're on till noon today, as far as I know. That we're on till noon, and I do not want to get anybody peeved. So, but if you are ticked, see, you can use ticked. Because ticked isn't the hippest, but it's not obscene either. That's what I use. I use ticked. Somebody gets ticked off. Peeved, no, not so much. Do you have any other? You know who probably has a lot of favorites? Jimmy. Jimmy. Does Jimmy have any acronyms for peeved?
I have, oh, gosh.
That you can say on the air.
That's right. I was just thinking of that. Most of them came off of Urban Dictionary.
Sorry. Okay. Don't let him talk anymore there, Buzzy.
I've taken the mic off the board.
It's very dangerous. He's an FM guy anyway. He used to be where I used to be. We both used to be there until Lucas drove us away. I love Lucas. We used to have such a great time when I was on 104 and 102 and lots of other places as well. Let's see, what do we got to talk about today? We have a lot, actually, and it's not a simple question. The first one is not a simple question. It's a question that I think we can all ponder. Just remember, don't get yourself peeved. I found out that Minnesota, the state of Minnesota, has petitioned the federal government, and what they want is they want money to rebuild the businesses that have been damaged by the looters and those who caused the damage. So they want the federal government to pay for that. Now, there's two lines of thinking here. One is the businesses that got creamed didn't do anything wrong themselves. Who did something wrong? The government did something wrong. They didn't protect them. So their own government in the state of Minnesota and Minneapolis, remember this all started there. You may forget that it started with George Floyd. The state and the city certainly did not protect the businesses. So the first thing you'd have to wonder is, why would we be liable to rebuild them? But the second thing is, it's not their fault. So do we want them just to go out of business? That doesn't seem right either. So my question would be, should the federal government send money, provide money for the businesses to be made whole again? So, and who's to say that after they make them whole again, if the state and the city doesn't protect them again, that they don't get damaged again? I don't know the answer to that. So I don't want to see them hurt. They're the innocent ones, and why should they get damaged twice? I think if there is any money, it should definitely not go to the state itself. I think it should go directly to the businesses. Okay, what do you think about that, Buzzy Beamer?
Yeah, I think, you know, these businesses, that a lot of them still suffering from the effects of the pandemic and have, you know, there's really no event that a lot of these retailers can gain off of to make money they lost when they had to be closed. And we've seen some awful decisions states can make with money. So I think that should go directly to those affected, being the retailers and the businesses.
Okay, I'm with you. Now, I have a second question. You're saying, wait a minute, Sandy. You have a second question? Man, you are the best. Well, thank you for saying that. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Okay, I have two questions here. The first one I've unveiled already because Minnesota has sent a letter to the feds asking for money to rebuild the damaged businesses that they negligently did not protect. Now, I'm thinking, we don't want to punish the businesses. It wasn't their fault. They did not get the protection they should have. But so do you punish them by not sending the money? Or do you send the money and have it wasted? So I'm thinking, if you do send money, it should not be to the government. It should be to the individual business owners. Let me know what you think about that. Now, here's the second one. All right, today they're going to do something that is just an in-your-face piece of you-know-what bit by de Blasio in New York. He hates Trump. He also hates Cuomo, so he's not all bad. But, yeah, they're going to paint the Black Lives Matter mural in front of Trump Tower. I guess they're going to put it on the road because that's how we saw it before. So, first of all, think of what that is. What does that say? It's really a diss toward Black Lives Matter, because you make it sound like if it's going to be there and going to upset people, that means that they don't want Black Lives Matter represented in that area. So it's really a diss for them. I don't know how anybody could think otherwise. And it's a diss toward the president. And here's the thing. De Blasio has enough damn money to paint a mural in front of Trump's house, but he doesn't have any money for the cops. How about that? I wish there was a recall available for the mayor to just kick him out of office. I know he's still got some time left on his term, but If I were a citizen of New York City, I would do my best to see if there's any way you could kick this clown out of office, because that's basically what he is. Okay, we got some Facebook here to get the ball rolling, get it started. Buzzy, what do you have?
Well, Sandy, first I would like to say this is breaking right now from our sister station in New York, 1010 Winds. The NYPD sees a 411% increase in retirement filings.
I saw that clip on that. They got so many retirements that they can't deal with the line that's there. They said, come on back in a month or so. That's how many retirements. And think about it. If you were a New York City cop and you were anywhere near retirement, this would be the time to do it. You're not getting any respect from the mayor's office. No backup from the government. A lot of people don't like you. I'm sure the business owners would like to see more of you, but their hands are tied and half of their businesses are in ruins. So what better time to retire? The best time to retire is when you're not having fun anymore. You know what I mean? So I'm asking about that. The mural in front of Trump Towers. How do you feel about that, too? Obviously, I don't think that they should do anything that they wouldn't normally have done under normal circumstances. This is just a guy in a sandbox, basically, playing with taxpayer money. And if he doesn't have money for them, if he doesn't have money for the cops, why should he have money for this? 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Now, Buzzy Beamer, what do you have?
All right, Marcia says, keeping it in New York, she says, this is childish and tasteless behavior. What a waste of taxpayer money.
Yeah, and there was a story, I don't know if it was New York or not, one of those things that had been painted on the road some by vandals, essentially. And some woman came up and painted over it, and she's going to be charged. She is. Not the people that did it originally. She is going to be for trying to get it back to normal. We're in a very weird time. You know, if you go home and you spend 3 or 4 hours catching up on the news, there's basically like 3 or 4 stories out there, and that's it. They'll be interviewing people who lost children to gunfire, inadvertent gunfire that wasn't aimed at them but ended up killing them. And they got the parents or the father or the mother, depending on which one. And there's a variety of them on all at once. It's heartbreaking. These people did nothing wrong. They love their kids, and now they don't have them anymore. Just absolutely heartbreaking. Then you got all the medical people trying to decide what's right and wrong with the virus. So you got that going on. And then as an afterthought, Joe Biden hanging out in the basement of his house, not daring to stick his nose out the door to be interviewed by a legitimate press because he doesn't know where he is, basically. And think of the nerve of the Democratic Party putting up a guy to run for president who is incoherent, doesn't know where he is, half the time doesn't know who he is. He mistook his mistaken identity on his wife. He didn't know who she was standing on a podium. And they want him to be president. Okay, shows you how much they think of us. Another Mr. Beamer, please.
And don't forget, he also forgot that he was running for president. At one point, he thought he was running for senator from South Carolina.
Yeah. Oops. Can you see on Inauguration Day, why are you bringing me here? I thought I was going to South Carolina. No. You're the president.
And you can't forget, 120 million people have died in the United States over coronavirus. Million.
Nightmare. Let's go to John in Jamestown on line 2. John, you're on WBEN.
Morning, Sandy. How you doing today?
I'm doing okay, John. What do you got for us today?
Well, I want to answer your two questions, and then if I might, I want to pose a quick question to you also.
Sure.
As far as I'm concerned, I feel for the businesses, but they should sue the cities that left them out hanging like the, you know, the proverbial clothes on the clothesline line, just hung them out to dry.
That's a good idea, because they are supposed to be protecting property and protecting citizens, and they didn't do either one.
That's what their taxes are paying, supposed
to. Yep.
And as far as painting the Black Lives Matter on any street, I think that's ridiculous. I mean, what would happen if I was going to go out and paint White Lives Matter on the street? I'd be arrested and thrown in jail for defacing government property, probably.
You'd probably get arrested if you painted the American flag on a street. They wouldn't allow that either. So I think they're so scared. We have all the things necessary to keep the peace. They're so afraid to use them for whatever reason. I can't figure out that it's disgusting.
And my quick question to you was, when did all of our elected officials seem to lose their cojones?
When did they what?
Seem to lose their cojones. They're afraid to do it.
Oh, okay. Oh, in other words, yeah, I didn't understand that word. Balls, essentially, is what we're talking about. You're right. None of them have shown balls. Some of them talk a little bit, but they don't do much. And when they send for the National Guard, it's, oh, people in uniform in the street. No, would you rather see buildings on fire on the street? Or how about a dad and his young daughter walking hand in hand down the street, and a hand comes out of a passing car and shoots him dead? Would you rather see that in the street? Yeah, I'm so disappointed. Because these people are supposed to be protecting us, and they're not doing it. And let me tell you something. If you don't do it, somebody else is going to do it. And the people that are going to do it are the people who don't want interference and have a gun permit. Or maybe don't even have a permit, just have a gun. Hey, thank you for the call. Thank you very much. Yeah, can you imagine that? I saw they got their undies in a knot because... in fact, Biden said they don't need surplus from the military. It makes them look like an invading army. Well, that's the kind of thinking that Barack Obama had. Remember, the military occasionally has surplus, and much of it is usable for civil insurrection. And so they handed it down or sold it. I don't know what the process was. To local police, and it was very, very effective, until Barack Obama noticed it, apparently, and stopped that program. This is the kind of thinking. They have been downgrading the police, and upgrading people who they've gone from peaceful protests. Let's not pretend that's peaceful protests, shall we? They've gone from rioting and looting. All right. And and now they're complaining that if there's any military in the street, tisk, tisk, it's so scary. Let's take a break on News Radio 930.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
WBN. And we are back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, along with Buzzy Beamer and the infamous Jimmy. And on the hotline, we have basically the unemployment line. Dan Nevereth is here, fired from his last job and living in shame now. Hi, Dan.
Well, I still don't have a new job, Sandy, but here's the good news. Here's the really good news. I've been getting mail from all kinds of important people, people that might be able to help me, okay? Just last week, I got a letter from Barack Obama. I got a letter from Donald Trump. I got a letter from Joe Biden, from the governor. I got a letter from all these people, and so I'm writing back to them. I think they might be able to help me get a job.
I think they want your money, Dan. I think they want your money. That's always been a problem. Do you love Dan for being Dan, or do you love Dan because he's got tons of dough?
Oh, you think that's what it is? And they're not going to help me get a job unless I give them money?
What do you need a job for? You got enough money. Why don't you just do this? Buy a radio station. I'll come over and we'll work together. We'll do a morning show and goof around a little bit. What do you think?
Oh, wait a minute. You and I work together?
We could do that.
With you?
Yes.
You were my boss and you were mean to me.
I couldn't be mean to anybody. I'm really just a cuddly kind of guy.
Well, okay.
Out there, if anybody has a radio station for sale, please contact Dan Nevereth. He'll pay cash.
Okay. Hey, guess what?
What?
Now, I know you like to go out to fancy places and eat, okay? Drive for miles and miles and miles. Do you like bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwiches?
I do. Yes, I do.
Okay. Listen to this. Now, this really happened. This is true, a true story, okay? It should be investigated maybe. But I wanted to make a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich. I had all the ingredients except I didn't have a tomato.
Well, how can you make a BLT when you don't have a T?
Exactly. Now, wait, the plot thickens here. I didn't have a tomato, so I ordered a takeout bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich from a place where I get them normally. And they're delicious. They're very generous with bacon and everything. Okay, so I bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich home, and I open it up, and I start eating, and it's great. Tastes wonderful, but guess what?
What?
No tomatoes on my bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich. So I called, and I was very, very polite. I said, excuse me, what are the ingredients for a BLT? And the young lady, lettuce and tomato.
Oh, that's good.
Fortunately, there was no tomato in mine.
You know, Dan, telling a great BLT story like that, forget about buying the station. But nobody does great BLT stories like you do. Thanks for calling, and see if the attendant will give you a bowl of soup, okay?
Normally, they would be very defensive.
A crunch roll. Get a crunch roll and a ladle of soup. Thanks, Dan.
I'm getting tired of crunch rolls because I have so many of them.
I know. You're crunch roll rich. Well, thank you, Dan. Thank you. Goodbye. Hang up on him, Buzzy.
Hey.
Hang up quick before he notices it.
Sandy, I have something about BLTs.
You got a BLT story, too?
Not a
story. You know what? I have a story about everything, but I don't have a BLT story, so what is it?
I don't have a BLT story, but, you know, maybe this is the millennial in me, but I like my BLTs with a slice of avocado.
Oh, BLTA.
Yes.
I like the last two initials, TA. That's good. I don't think, and you put them between two buns. That's a good thing. Okay, let's see. Here's what we're asking about. Federal money has been requested by Minnesota. Remember, all this started in Minnesota, in Minneapolis. And they want money to rebuild the damaged businesses. Now, I'd say give them the money because the damage wasn't the fault of any of the business owners. But then I'd say don't give them the money because the state and the city did not protect them. Let the state and the city come up with the money. But you don't want them to be twice hit, once by the rioters and once by the system. So I want to know if you think the money should be paid, and if so, who do they give it to? Definitely don't give it to the state or the city. If you give them a dime, it should be to the individual business owners. Second question. The Black Lives Matter mural is being painted today in front of Trump Tower. That's a little boy holding his breath, sucking his thumb, named de Blasio. Okay? And I want to know how you feel about that. It's obvious put in there to spite. So I'm thinking if I'm a member of BLM, I would be ticked that they would do that because it's obviously seen as punishment. It's not seen as, hey, we got this great story. We got to tell everybody about it. It's, okay, you're going to do that? Well, we're going to do this. And it's I think it's really detrimental to Black Lives Matter and not anything positive. So I'd like your opinion on that. Mr. Beamer, before break, give me another Facebook, please.
All right, and we'll keep it right there with the Black Lives Matter mural in front of Trump Tower. Tim says it's game playing. How about spending that money you are putting aside for this mural to help the siblings of children being killed in the city every day?
And if you've got money for a mural, you got to have money for the police. Don't tell me you're going to cut $1 billion from the police. And then you're going to use some of that money to put a mural up as spite for somebody you don't like, who happens to be the president. Let's take a break, and we'll return on News Radio 930 WBEN. People say, boy, you must have a glamorous life, talk show host, studio inside your own home, talking to tens of thousands of people. Yeah, let me tell you something. It is so much fun. Last night, I spent several hours discussing fonts with Bernadette, because when you're dating somebody, you want to know, did you like the meal, who you're voting for, that kind of stuff. You want to go for a ride. You often in the dating process don't discuss fonts, because if you're discussing fonts, the guy is going to catch on and go, fonts, huh? What do you need fonts for? You need a wedding invitation, various kinds of fonts. Is that it? And so they'll plant that in your brain. But this is after the fact. I already proposed. I guess she had the font discovery thing ready to go anyway, and you hate to just waste it. So we were picking out fonts, and I hope that if you're coming to our wedding, you'll be pleased with the fonts. I know you'll love her gown. She'll look beautiful. The flowers will be fabulous, but the font on the invitation, that's what really counts. Let's go to line three, and that is Ken in Cheektowaga. Hi, Ken. You're on WBEN.
How you doing, Sandy? Thanks for
I'm good, Ken. What's going on?
Well, this thing in Minnesota, I find it's actually kind of comical, but it's sad for the people that were affected.
It really is, because many times they're family businesses, they're built up over generations, and then just in one short swoop, they're burned to the ground, and the government was not there. They're happy to be there when they want to collect your tax money or they want your vote, but they weren't there to protect you from the looters.
Yeah, and unfortunately, by giving money back to these people, you threw the government. Mayor Middle School there is going to get credit that he doesn't deserve, and I wouldn't be in favor of going that route. I would hope there would be some conservative organization of attorneys, if it's possible to legally even sue them, which I don't know if that's true because local laws are all different.
Yeah.
They may not be able to sue them, right?
I don't know what the law, you're right, the laws are different from state to state, And in some, there are some instances where you cannot sue a public official or a public entity, but I don't know what's going on up there. Because this could be labeled as insurrection, but the police were not responsive, and that's the key. So I think if somebody sued them, I think they have a pretty good case.
Well, I would hope somebody would come forward. I know there was a lady on Fox this morning who was affected. It was a minority-owned business that was destroyed.
I did see her, and unfortunately, there's a lot of people like her, and they were just left to hang out to dry. The public official showed no courage at all. And keep in mind, that's Minnesota's where it started. It started there with the death of George Floyd, and spread from there. What about the mural?
They wouldn't go directly and give money to the government. I'm with you on that, Sandy. Give it directly to these businesses.
Yep.
I would like to see them sued, if possible. And I think it's a tough love case. You know, in some cases, these people have voted for these guys for decades.
Well, I saw up on our text board, somebody said, why not sue Black Lives Matter if they have any assets and use that to rebuild what they tore down?
I like that one, actually, because they do have assets, because we know that like 100 to 200 companies have given them money in the last month.
And that money goes right to the Democratic Party. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, if I did not know better, I would think the Democratic Party is an arm of a foreign government, because they certainly don't have what's best for America in mind. What about the mural there?
Well, let me ask all your listeners this. How would they feel about somebody painting in front of anybody's building Marxist Matters?
Well, they're a Marxist group. But anything, even something positive, I wouldn't want. I consider myself a patriotic guy. I wouldn't even want somebody to come and paint a flag in the street just in front of the driveway, because there's a time and a place for everything. That's not the place for that. We got to have some civilian discourse of what's right and wrong in a normal civilian life, and that's not right. De Blasio is acting like a child.
Well, he just took $1 billion away from the police, so it tells you where his head is.
Yes, he wanted to make sure he had enough money for the painters. All right, thank you very much, Ken. Appreciate the call. Suing Black Lives Matter and getting damages, getting money to unpaint, is that a correct term? Repaint. Somebody also suggested slipping. Here are any of you slip and fall lawyers slipping on the painted slippery surface and suing them. Yes, that could be something too. You know, the lawyers are always advertising for slips and falls. This would be a major award. They could do a class action thing on this for everybody that's had things painted on their street. I think this started, Bernie, didn't this start with the D.C. mayor? Yeah, I think it started with her. And she went out and had that painted. So it started with her. De Blasio can't even be original. That's the problem. Buzzy Beamer, give me another Facebook, please.
All right. Well, you will stay right there in New York City with the mural in front of Trump Tower. Jim says, trying to make Trump mad, maybe hoping it'll hurt his hotel. Does that really seem the best way to spend New York City taxpayer dollars? Just another example of the joke that de Blasio is. But they did vote for him.
Yeah, you put him in office. You also put Andrew Cuomo in office, so you're going to get what you deserve. I'm not happy at all with the governance that we're under. We're under the thumb of Andrew Cuomo. Luckily, we're not under the thumb of de Blasio, or I'd really go nuts. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. We'll be back after, I think we're going to hear Rush Limbaugh, the voice of sanity. And we'll be back after that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.